Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. And truly, I thank you for joining with me on this beautiful Saturday. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning. Let's rise and shine and give God the glory. Let us give Him all the praise. Because He's the one who made the difference in our life. Yes, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Some of you who are low in the spirit, let me tell you this. Long you put your eyes on Jesus and trust Him, He will see you through this. In the midst of the storm, the Lord is always there for you. He said in His word, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ and all what He is to us in this hour. Praise His holy name. You know God is so good that His mercy endures forever. Yes, that's right. His mercy endures forever. So let us praise the Lord. Let us receive Him. Most glorious, most miraculous. Praise God. He's still God. We might not see Him, but He do exist in us because He made us into His image. So yes, we need to praise the Lord. We need to glorify Him. We need to praise Him every step of the way. The Lord is so good that His mercy, that's right, His mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God for the Lord allowing me this morning, praise God, to arise and shine and give God the glory. See, that's what happens when you get up 3 a.m. in the morning. The Lord meets you there. Praise God. He meets you at a certain appointed time when you want to have a fellowship with the Lord. You know, sometimes in the natural, praise God. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. We pick up the telephone. We call the doctor or whoever we do and set up an appointment. And when we make an appointment, we make sure, praise God, that we'll be there and that person on the other end look forward to seeing us when we make that appointment. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Well, that's the same thing with the Lord. When we make an appointment, when we set aside from our busy schedule, or whatever we are doing, praise God, whatever you are doing, you need to set aside that time, praise God, to give God the opportunity to fellowship with you, to give Jesus an opportunity to fellowship with you. And thank God when you set an appointed spiritual time with the Lord. So it is so good to know the Lord, praise God. And then I thank God for Jesus. But see, in Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And I thank God for Jesus. See, God was speaking to Jeremiah. To let him know, I have the plan for you. I already created you in my image to know what I want to do with you and how you're going to carry out my plan, my purpose that I have for you. Well, God is still that way. Praise God. What he told to Jeremiah, he was telling us as well. He have a plan for every one of us. All we got to do is trust in the Lord. And know that God is with us. That's one thing I love about the Lord. He always have a plan to prosper His people. God always wants to give us what's best for us. because we are his children. And he wants to give us what we need when it comes to our walk with him, with a spiritual connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for all that God is for us. So people of God, arise and shine. Give God the glory. Give God what's rightfully his. Praise him. Honor him. Acknowledge him in everything that he's doing for you right now. So people of God, come forth than ever before. Come forth more than ever before. Because we are established on this earth. And we got to keep our eyes steadfast on the Lord. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming. But most of all, let's keep our eyes on Jesus at all times. Regardless what the enemy is doing. Regardless what the wicked is doing. Praise God. Let's stay focused. Praise God. While we got the opportunity, while it's day, let's continue to work for Jesus. Let us continue to hold the faith. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Now, as I go into the Word of God, in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, starting at the 20th verse, to stay focused on wisdom. You know, you don't hear too much of wisdom, praise God, but we all need wisdom. And that's why I thank God for Solomon when he said, God, all I want is wisdom and understanding of your word and how to rule and reign over your people. I need wisdom, and we all need wisdom in the world that we are facing right now. Thank God for Jesus. We need wisdom and how to go about and doing things for God. And wisdom is very important and part of our walk with the Lord. We need wisdom. We need God's wisdom and how we can conduct ourselves, how we can help someone else, how we can handle our business when we need wisdom. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But the Lord was speaking through Solomon in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. And it says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that found them, and health to all their flesh. Keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. Put away from your forward mouth and perverse lips, put far from you. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. See, the Lord was given Samuel. Thank you, Lord. Help me out, Jesus. Solomon, the information and how he need to conduct when he rule a whole lot of people. And I thank God for Jesus Christ and how the Lord was using Solomon when he was king at that time. And how God gave him wisdom and how to take care of business. How to handle different situations. But most of all, he trusts God. And that's the reason why we got to stay focused on wisdom. The wisdom of God. We need to ask God to give us wisdom. And how we could be more perfected in helping others to know him. To have wise decisions. Praise God. Because now today, people make all kind of wrong decisions. Foolish decisions. Praise God. Instead of to seek the Lord in every way. That's what the Lord said, lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. That's part of wisdom, is to acknowledge God and ask God to be involved in all your doing, well, all your business. Praise God. Whatever the situation is, we need wisdom. Praise God. Whether you're buying a car, whether you're buying a home, whether you handle somebody who have some crisis, whether somebody going up against something, whether it be a financial businesses or a financial dealing, praise God, we need to ask the Lord. Because now today, in the world we are living in, people are making too many haste decisions. And it be wrong decisions instead of seeking the Lord for the right decision in life. And especially our young people. We need to pray for our young people in this day that we are in. We really need to pray for our generation. A lot of our young people make wrong decisions. Because where is wisdom? Where is the wisdom that they need to learn, to be trained, and know how to wait on the Lord? So one thing about it, if we trust God in everything we do, we need to seek His face. We need to really trust God when we make decisions. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Word of God. Because the Word of God is wisdom. Very wise. How to choose our word. How we conduct ourselves. Yes, some people get next to you. Some people get next to your nerve. Some people will make you lose. And people say your religion. But why should we lose that, praise God, when we can ask the Lord for wisdom and how we can conduct ourselves in a righteous and rightful way? So, people of God, let's be wise. Whatever you're doing, whether you come to your financial situation, whether it become your family or situation, whatever it is, you're praying and asking God, Lord, what shall I do? I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your understanding and how to go about doing this. And that's why I love Jeremiah 11 chapter where Lord say, I know the plans. Praise God. So let us trust God in every step of the way. Let us know that God is good, that His mercy endures forever. Let us continue to hold the faith in the crisis that we are facing in this world. Let ask God to give us wisdom. Let ask God to give us what we need in the hour that we are in. While we are on this earth, trusting in Him. Let's stay focused and keep our eyes on Jesus. Because Jesus knows the way. He knows our plan. He knows the purpose of us. But Lord, we trust Him and rely on Him. And knowing that He will give us what we need. So let's focus on wisdom. Let us read the Word of God. I advise you to read the book of Proverbs. That book of Proverbs is wisdom. And I thank God for Jesus. So let's ask God to give us wisdom so that we can make wise decisions. Biblically, we can ask God to help us in every way we need. So my people and brothers and sisters, may God bless you. May God keep you in His will. Praise God. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.